Unit 9. You will hear part of an interview with a psychologist, Professor Martin Jackson, talking about the science of happiness. For questions 1 to 7, choose the best answer, A, B, or C.
My guest this morning is Professor Martin Jackson from the Weller Institute, who's been doing some research into scientific studies on happiness. Welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
Is happiness something that can really be measured scientifically?
Oh, very much so. It's something psychologists have been studying for decades. Worldwide surveys investigating political changes have given us a very clear picture of how satisfied people are with their lives in different countries, for example. And we've discovered that simply by asking people how happy they are, we get a measure of happiness that is as good as the economist's measure of poverty or growth. What's new is that in the same way that economic performance is used to measure government success, we expect that within 10 years, governments will be judged on how happy they have made us.
That's very interesting. So, individual happiness can really have an impact on society?
Yes. Some studies have shown that happy people live longer than depressed people. The difference can be as much as 9 years between the happiest and unhappiest groups, which is very significant if you consider that a good diet has been shown to only increase life expectancy by an average of 5 or 6 years. That's probably not what most people expect to hear, as we're told so much about the importance of diet.
That is quite surprising. Do the studies show if people are getting happier?
Interestingly, happiness levels have remained stable in industrialised countries for the last 50 years, despite dramatic increases in the standard of living. So being richer isn't making us happier, although being poor does make people unhappy. But once you have enough money for a home, food and education for your children, extra money doesn't affect happiness.
So it's true that money can't buy happiness?
Well, we think that what happens when people buy things they think will make them happy, whether that's a new car or a bar of chocolate, is that the happiness they get from these things doesn't last. And so they need to buy more to get another short burst of pleasure.
I see. So I suppose what really makes people happy are their relationships with others.
Yes. This is the most important key to happiness, and it's the quality of those relationships that counts. So, having one or two close friends is just as beneficial for happiness as having a wide circle of family and friends. It's even been suggested that friendship can protect against illness, and that continues throughout our lives.
Really? What about work? Is that important for happiness?
Indeed it is. We've always known that people need to feel valued at work in order to be happy, and it goes without saying that people will feel happier if they actually enjoy what they're doing. But what we're discovering now is that having targets which develop our skills and abilities so that we reach our full potential is essential for our happiness.
I suppose that makes sense. So, is there a magic formula for happiness? I mean, is there anything people can do to make themselves happy?
Well, this is something that psychologists are trying to find out. There are action points, which include things like smiling more and being helpful to other people. But there's no hard evidence yet that these things significantly improve happiness. What we do know, however, is that the biggest barrier to happiness is envy. So if we can try not to judge ourselves against other people, we'd certainly be happier.
Well, that sounds like really sound advice. Thank you very much.